You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Week 6 in the NFL kicks off later tonight, where right now the Philadelphia Eagles sit a 1-point favorite at the Giants.
And this game is going to be a great lesson in one of the basic premises of Straight Outta Vegas. As soon as you like a football game, bet that game if you're a bettor. Why? Because the lines get sharper the closer you get to game time. Just 24 hours ago, less than 24 hours, we did an early preview on this game, and our NFL expert, Steve Fezzik, what did you tell us?
Bet the New York Giants +3, lock in that number.
Okay, so I'm not sure if you could hear it because he didn't emphasize it, but the number was +3 yesterday. Now, Fez, what's the number?
Line is down to Eagles -1, RJ.
All right, so it's a situation. So you actually went with the favorite instead of the +3 to +1. Okay, so it was +3 from the Giants' perspective, and now it's down to +1. Now, what's the difference? Well, it's all the difference in the world. 3 is the most key number in the NFL. What does key mean? It means how often does an NFL game fall 3? More than any other margin of victory. In fact, when a favorite of around 3 wins a game by exactly 3, it happens about 10% of the time. So think about it. This line is around 3. It means that the Eagles, who are the favorite, will, based on history, win by exactly 3 almost 10% of the time. Thus, if you had followed Fezzik's like of the Giants yesterday, that 10% of the time, you would literally push, no bet. Today, if you bet it, you'd lose. Because of that, Fez, that like on the Giants moves is downgraded to a lean, And let me tell you guys, if you're getting the worst number, you have no chance to win. Now listen, winning might not matter. What do you mean? That sounds crazy. Well, I love movies. I've never left a movie theater with more money in my pocket than I came in with. I lose in that regard. I'm a net loser in the movies. The question is, how much enjoyment do I get? Is it worth the expense? A lot of you are recreational bettors, and hey, it's fun to hear about Vegas. It's fun to learn, try to get better, but at heart, you're recreational. It's for fun. Great, have fun. But if you're trying to win, and that's your priority, you cannot bet bad numbers. And what's the definition of bad? If you could have got a significantly better number yesterday, then today the number is bad. Fez, give us a quick recap on why you liked the Giants at +3 and lean that way now at +1.
All about the cluster injuries at running back for the Eagles, RJ. Ajayi is out for the year, ACL injury. The number 2 running back, Sproles, he is out. So the Eagles have to go with their number 3 running back, Corey Clement. He's a good player, but guess what? He's been out the last 2 weeks. He has a quad injury. It is a leap of faith to even think that he is close to 100% forced back into action.
Okay, and so it's back to that concept of cluster injuries, having one guy out, you go from first string to second string, and hey, if that guy is really, really good, could be very significant. Aaron Rodgers is just one injury when he's hurt, but it's hugely significant. But when it's lesser names, the times that really matters is when the second or the first stringer and second stringer are out. Or in this case, when you have a third down back and you have a first and second down back, if they're both out, now it's like, because look what the Saints did. You know, and we were talking about that, and Ken Thompson actually had that handicap right on with the Saints last Monday, which was the idea, hey, they're getting back Ingram, and now all of a sudden you've got your left hook and your right cross, or whatever analogy you want to give. Well, in this case, you can have a Sproles in theory for a given individual game, maybe be an all-purpose back and be fine. But over the course of a season, it'd be hard. But if both of them are out and you're going to the third and fourth stringers, that's when the real problems start.
Yeah, I don't think that Wendell Smallwood is going to make a difference, the fourth string running back, and he's going to see some key playing time.
Now, was he on Caddyshack?
think he was.
It's a little different. So last thought on Thursday games in general. We've been saying it from week one onward. Everybody knows there's a big disadvantage for the Thursday road team, but even so, they don't properly account for it in the line. If all you did was bet on the home team, fade the road team on half rest. It's not short rest. It's half, 3 days instead of six rest. Now you add travel to that. If you just faded them since these Thursday games began, you would have won about 55% of the time. That's what a professional bettor wins, right? So, yeah, everyone knows, but people aren't properly accounting for it yet. Maybe this show will hurt that. We'll contribute to them doing that, which would be a lament because I'm often on the home team. By the way, home team undefeated on Thursdays straight up this year and undefeated against the spread. One push in that Rams-Vikings game.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Your neck of the woods was the scene of the Lakers-Warriors preseason game at T-Mobile Arena. The Lakers, a 123-113 win over Golden State.
And I tell you, Jonas, the amount of attention that game got, it felt like the biggest thing going on yesterday. Maybe it was, but for a preseason game, we were talking about betting on preseason NBA, and people are like, come on, enough's enough already. Well, there was, if you looked at that Laker betting handle against Golden State preseason, that handle was double as much as the average hockey game. Regular season hockey, average amount of betting is only half of what was bet on an NBA preseason game with the Lakers last night.
And Nick Wright of First Things First, heard on Fox Sports 1 weekday mornings, had the following to say about LeBron James and year one with the LA Lakers.
I've watched LeBron James teams for 15 years, and every year since his post-rookie season, they find a way to be one of the best offenses in basketball. Why? Because LeBron James is an offense unto himself. The offensive end is not going to determine if the Lakers win 43 games versus 53 games. What's going to determine it is the defensive end. The most important stat for the Lakers this year is going to be defensive rating.
All right, so I tend to agree with him in that I think the Lakers, how do I want to say this? I think they're free rolling, meaning in Vegas, that's a term we use, Fez. How would you define free rolling?
Free roll is an opportunity to make a bet, and you either have a fair bet or you have a great bet if a certain circumstance hits.
Yeah, I would say more specifically, a free roll is worst case you break even. And there's an upside, right? So if someone says, hey, bet this game. If you win, I'll pay you. If you don't win, if you lose, you don't have to pay me. Now, that sounds crazy, but oftentimes there'll be sports books or casino games that allow you to play blackjack for free, a couple of hands. If you win, you keep your money. Some of the online sports books have free bets as part of their sign-up bonuses. Here's the free roll. The Lakers have great young players. And who's to say who's going to really emerge this year? Every young player that doesn't start out as a top 10 player in the league, which is super rare, they have that season that they emerge. There's a real chance the Lakers have one or even two guys that could do that. If it happens, the Lakers are so set up to be competitive. And if it doesn't happen, they can make that trade for another max guy if they want before the trade deadline. So my sense is the Lakers embracing the youth and giving them a chance to flourish and emerge with LeBron, tutoring them in a way, enabling them, empowering them. But I also, though, I do agree with Nick that I think the offense is the easy part, not only because LeBron's so good, because of the talent. I think the driver of their success in the regular season for the Lakers is about defense. So quite sharp, I think, from Nick. Fez, what's your take on the Lakers this year?
I think that the market is overvaluing their chances to win a championship. They're 12-1, But I think their season wins are too low, currently at 48 wins. I think the Lakers can win 50.
Okay, so it's over, under 48, and you think perhaps they could win 50.
I bet they're going to win over 48 wins.
they might be able to win 50. That doesn't sound like something I want to bet. So let me ask you a question. So their title odds are what?
12-1.
Okay, and where's that stack rank? Golden State's number one, et cetera, et cetera.
Stack rank's number four. Boston's...
Where's the stack rank?
Number four.
Where's the stack rank?
Fourth.
Okay. So you got the question. Okay. Now, here's the next one. Is where does it stack rank with their win totals?
Their win total is tied for seventh.
Okay. So this is a great lesson here. We finally got to it. Thank you, Fez. We finally got to it. The lesson here is this. In the title betting market, there's a ton of recreational money being bet. And they love LeBron. They love the Lakers. In the win total market, there's more professional money being bet. And the professionals have more skepticism. They're not bought into the brand, into the legend as much with LeBron. All that said, one of the best professionals there is, Fezzik, thinks at 48, over under season wins, regular season, is too low, and you think they might even be able to win 50.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is the most important part of an early look ahead to gambling this weekend in the NFL and college football, because we have got trends that need to be talked about that people need to pay attention to make a little bit of cash. First up, in the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals are a 2-point favorite hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. RJ, what's your trend?
Well, this is an amazing one. And let's talk about just for a second what a trend is. A trend is something where there was the same situation again and again and again, and it had a result that wasn't 50-50. So let's say, for example, this team never loses at home. Okay, that's a trend. And you better know if a team never loses at home if you're going to bet against them at home. Okay, well, Pittsburgh never seems to lose very much at Cincinnati. Last 29 times Pittsburgh's traveled to Cincinnati, they've won 24 times, Pittsburgh. 24-5 straight up, 21-8 against the spread. So even with, Cincy must have stunk for a lot of that time. Yeah, maybe. The spread is the great equalizer. And even with the spread, 21-8 against the spread, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. You might say, yeah, but Cincy's better this year than Pittsburgh, some might think. Okay. There's been seven times during those games that Cincy had the better record. Pittsburgh is 7-0 on those occasions straight up, 6-1 against the spread. So really, you cannot bet this game without knowing Pittsburgh dominates in Cincy. Why do they dominate in Cincy? A lot of people don't realize it. If you're not from the area, I am. It's at most a three-hour drive. And the Cincy fans, I don't want to be pejorative, but they're not near as intense as Steeler fans, and thus you have half the stadium oftentimes filled with Pittsburgh, and I think that's one of the drivers of this Pittsburgh trend in Cincy.
Guys, next up in college football, Michigan is a 9.5-point favorite at home against Wisconsin. Brad Powers, what have you noticed about the Wisconsin Badgers?
That Wisconsin's very good on the road, or at least they don't get blown out on the conference road. In Big Ten play, last 33 games, that's 8-plus seasons, Wisconsin has not lost by more than a touchdown in any of those 33 games on the Big Ten road.
All right, so let's think about this. It's like someone saying, hey, I've never made a three-quarters court shot before, and now they're willing to bet me even money that I'll miss it. Like, I would say, wait a minute, this guy's been 33 shots from three quarters court. He's 0-33. Now, what's the odds of the 34th? Even money. Because right now, Wisconsin's getting 7.5. Now, obviously, Michigan is a better team than the average team Wisconsin's played. But boy, that's not just how good Wisconsin's been. It's that they're so fundamentally sound.
Exactly.
They don't often get blown out.
They run the football, play great defense, not a lot of high variance with Wisconsin.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.